about you gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, first order of business. Time to check the weekly podcast rankings.
Oh, God.
I say we downgrade this ritual to once a year and spare ourselves the agony.
Every Tuesday, the ratings came out, and sometimes it felt like no one knew our podcast was even there. This was the day everything changed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
His desire for burning love with an underage girl is what investigators say led to the arrest of an Elvis impersonator in Brevard County.
You guys watch the show Barry? Do you watch Barry? Do you watch that show Barry? Do you watch Barry? Do you know NoHo Hank? You don't know NoHo Hank?
The elite. The elite. Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do. I'm smarter than they are. I'm richer than they are. I became president and they didn't.
And now,
the President of the United States and the Commander of Chiefs.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of June.
What's up, kids?
Just hanging.
Hanging and begging like we do?
Well, I'm hanging. Okay. I don't know what you're doing after that.
Hey, Chip, bring up the photo that I just tweeted so you can show that to the monkey. I think he'll appreciate it.
Hold on one second.
Our friend Tom Morello, Kevin, is in the news. Have you seen it?
Oh, I have not. Love Tom.
I do, too. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's a genius.
Yep, both.
And he's maybe the best guitar player I've ever witnessed.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Agreed. Well, not if she's... What?
Oh. Take a look at it.
What?
Oh.
He,
nope. What's that?
That's his hand.
What?
They Luke Skywalker'd his hand. Details are sketchy as to how he got the injury. He said it was while playing guitar. He got a fracture in his playing hand. And he's got a bionic hand now. I mean, he's more metal than ever before because they, as you can see, they actually put a strip of metal inside one of his tendons on the top of his hand. And I don't know enough about guitar playing to know how you would injure the top of your hand playing guitar.
I don't either, but he's pretty aggressive.
He is. I mean, I can see.
Wow, that's shocking.
I can see your wrist. I can see your fingers.
Sure.
It's weird to see the top of your hand, but I mean, I guess you're right. He just does positions that nobody else thinks of. But
now, I wonder how that works.
He claims there's no date on this surgery. He just put this image up yesterday, but he claims that he is going to be on stage tonight with Prophets of Rage in Sweden. So it
all
doesn't
right.
look like there's a tremendous amount of recovery time at this point if he's going to be playing guitar. But I wonder. It can't feel great.
No,
I imagine it's not.
Gonna,
it's going to take some time to adjust to that. But
he also is a guy who can use any part of his hand, elbow, shoulder, anything to
right.
play a guitar. So
yeah,
he can make it work even if it's painful. But wow, that's shocking.
Yeah, that is that's pretty metal.
I mean, that's twice you've made that joke.
I mean, I'm being serious though.
Right,
I mean,
but it's also twice.
He's got a bionic hand.
Mm. Right, but is it bionic?
Well, I don't know.
Does he have super strength now? That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Would it, though? He'd just be ruining guitars left and right.
Need another one. Possibly another one.
Well, anyway, I thought that was worth pointing out.
Wow. He's pretty metal.
That's shocking. So.
Thank you, Allie.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Oh, thanks,
I agree.
Kevin.
He is, as a matter of fact. Hey, that wasn't the thing. Here's the thing. I find this fascinating. I can't believe I've never heard of this before, but apparently there is a problem in some countries with people cheating on their college entrance exams. And since the advent of the internet, there are lots more ways that you can cheat than ever before.
And get caught.
And get
both
caught, yes.
Because of the internet.
Kevin, I imagine you're a guy who...
How dare you?
I'm just suggesting...
How dare you?
...that there were times in your junior and high school and college years where you took advantage of a great idea to give yourself, a little help during a quiz, right?
Did I cheat? No, I did not. But here's the key. I was smart enough to get B's,
mm-hmm.
and most importantly, I was okay with B's. So there was no need to cheat because I was good with where I was at.
Hey, I don't know anyone who's not okay with B's, by the way. There's no shame in a B.
But I'm saying B, like, without working very hard, so okay, I'm
in.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Are you surprised by both parts of Kevin's answer, Allie? I am. That he didn't cheat and that he got B's?
No.
Come on, B's.
I'm not.
B's are not that impressive, B.
All right. Well, here's what's going on in
Algeria. Thank you, Allie, by the way.
You're welcome.
Here's what's going on in Algeria, which apparently is a country. Last year, someone put the university entrance exam online, and it was a huge scandal in the country, and they made everybody retake the exam the following week because it had leaked. It had been out there, which, by the way, must have really ticked off the people who didn't know it was out there and didn't use it and didn't cheat.
Sure.
Yeah.
And studied for it and did well, and then they had to take it again. So this year, the country of Algeria has decided that they are going to turn off the internet during the hours that the entrance exams are going to be conducted across the country. 700,000 Algerian students next week are going to be sitting for their entrance exams.
And they're going to turn off the internet for everyone or just for that campus?
Everyone.
For everyone.
For everyone. For the whole country.
God, that's extreme.
They are turning off.
How are we going to post pictures of Tom Morello's metal hand?
Exactly. Yeah. It's so metal. They are shutting off internet access across the entire country during certain times next week. They also are going to ban Facebook for the entire duration of the exam period. What do you suppose that's about? Because that's the way that somebody would most likely distribute. Maybe that's how they distributed the stolen test or whatever last year.
Maybe. Yeah.
So there no Facebook for anyone in the whole country because these kids are taking exams.
Seems like a bit of overkill.
And no
Seems
internet for anyone. I mean, that means businesses? Think about all this stuff. That means businesses. That means people who are monitoring stocks. That means people who are streaming music. That means people who are watching Netflix. I mean, that's everybody, everything in the whole country. So I was really surprised to see that, by the way.
That's crazy.
And I lost it. There was one other interesting part. Apparently, this is not the first country to do this, by the way. Ethiopia last year did the same thing. And Uzbekistan has blocked mobile internet and texting during university entrance exams as well.
Now I can sort of see that. But it also seems like maybe you couldn't you just put up a blocker in the university? You don't have to shut it down for the whole country.
Well, I mean, this is 700,000 students.
Right.
So I imagine it's hundreds of communities around the country.
Right.
So I guess they just feel like it's just easier to shut it off. But I just feel like there's potential bad stuff that could happen as a result of that. I mean, people do use the internet for things. So
people do use the internet for things. That's
Great
true.
Point.
I mean, that's my takeaway from this story. They said that we should not, this is what the government's report was, we should not passively stand in front of such a possible leak. They also, by the way, put surveillance cameras at printing presses where the exams are being published, and they also put devices to jam mobile phones at those locations as well. So they are serious about their exams in Algeria.
So you're talking about the elections, though. You're not talking about a test.
I'm talking about a college entrance exam.
Wow.
So you need to go over there and get a B without cheating,
right?
Kevin. I would be really impressed.
Right? All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's a phony, fraudulent, and fake argument. Stop peddling lies.
People are done today?
They sure are.
We've got your Smashing Pumpkins tickets for that secret show tomorrow night. We're going to do it at 7 a.m. with Listener Oki.
Oh.
So you pick your favorite pumpkin song, and you perform it for us, just to give you a heads up, 7 a.m.
You can't sing worse.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
Kids' birthday party entertainers. What a nightmare that must be.
Yeah, we're talking like clowns, Elsa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Balloon people.
Yep, balloon people.
Magic.
Right. Magicians.
Magicians, sure. All
Bounce
of the above.
House.
Bounce house.
And we're going to talk to Warren G today. He's going to be in studio talking about his documentary.
So cool.
I can't wait. And the documentary is awesome. When does it come out? Not for a couple weeks?
Mid-July.
So good.
Yeah.
So Warren G on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Seriously?
Like we do. Yeah.
Don't
we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 552.
Hey, that's Audio Slave.
Yep.
You guys hear about Tom Morello's hand?
Did.
Yeah. Hey, Lollapalooza tickets in the 5 o'clock hour today. Ted Stryker is going to be doing the grand prize drawing from everybody who qualifies all day long starting at 9 o'clock this morning. So 9 a.m. on the Kevin Bean Show, you call and you qualify for Lollapalooza in Chicago. And then at 10, 11, 12, all the way up until 1, excuse me, all the way up until 5. And then Stryker sends somebody to Chicago every afternoon this week. Pretty cool deal. All right. It's Monday. Excuse me. It's Tuesday. Getting ahead of myself here.
No.
Behind, but okay.
It's time for what's happening here, Sally.
Monday's before Tuesday.
It is. I was thinking of next Monday.
Oh, wow. quite the leap. Right. I like
it. Way ahead of myself.
Yeah, you are. Guys, remember when we heard Toys R Us is closing and they gave us a far-off date and we were all so sad?
I mean, yeah. Remember the news?
You weren't all that sad? A little bit of your childhood was gone?
I didn't really spend my childhood at that store.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay. I probably haven't been inside a Toys R Us store in 25 years, so it was hard for me to be sad.
So you're all right?
All right, so maybe it hit me a little harder than most. But they will close all of their stores on Friday. Some will be closing today, Wednesday, Thursday, depending on location. But company officials say every single one closed on Friday.
There was that super, super rich dude who swept in at the last minute who was had a big plan to save it. He was trying to buy it and keep it going, but I guess that just didn't work out.
No. No, it didn't, Bean. Which makes this song even more important today.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up. Because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I still want.
Taking it hard.
I know.
It's okay. You can still buy toys online.
Oh, sweetie.
Wow. Taking it hard.
Yeah.
Allie?
Yep.
What's the giraffe's name for Toys R Us?
Joffrey.
Yes!
I think I was going to say April.
I didn't know, but that's very impressive.
What?
Look, not everybody remembers stuff like that.
Oh, I remember because when I was little, I would always be like, is it Jeffrey? Is it Joffrey? Who spells it like that? And then there's a restaurant in Malibu, and I'd always be like, oh, that's the Toys R Us. Giraffe owns that restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was last year?
This was last year. Uh-huh. Yeah, guys. Jersey Shore is a mess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know Ronnie's girl, Jen? They have a baby together. Sure. I believe she's a couple months old. She was arrested in Vegas on Sunday.
Oh,
charges of domestic battery.
Oh, no.
She beat up Ronnie and then dragged him with a car. What is happening with these people? If they're doing this on television, what is happening behind the scenes with this couple?
Oh, were they filming when this happened?
Yeah, they're filming in Las Vegas.
Man.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, they're known for their tumultuous relationship, but this is a whole other level. They need to seriously get some help. Especially
and they need to send
their...
in, yeah, for the little girl, right?
Yes.
They need to send in SEAL Team 6 and extract that infant.
Yeah, it's insanity. Just cuckoo. I don't like it at all. Also don't like this. A list of 5 pathogens you can pick up from the sand at the beach. This
was just
released from LiveScience.com. If you're planning a fun 4th of July getaway,
why would you ruin everyone's fun?
Watch out for hookworms. Those are parasites that can infect both people and animals, usually from walking barefoot on the sand.
Not cool.
What about MRSA? Usually only a problem in hospitals, but the bacteria is found on beaches. Stomach bug? Not just from the ocean. You can also get it from walking on the sand as well. Fungus. Types of fungus that cause skin and nail infections. It could spread through direct contact with people, animals, or sand, like ringworm, athlete's foot, or jock itch. And roundworms, typically found in dogs, also found at beaches that allow dogs, but it's not everywhere. So have fun.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Understood. I just wanted to get that warning out there to the people.
There's nothing that's not on that list, pretty much.
It's gross.
You can get
right?
anything at the
yeah,
beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and VD.
Huh?
All right, that's not on there, but okay. People bone at the beach, right?
Sure.
Which is always, like, you think it's going to be romantic.
Too much
sand.
And
you got sand all up in your cooch. No one wants that.
Right?
So there's that.
So there is that. Hey, when I come back, I want to tell you about if you're going to be arrested in front of a Rite Aid, maybe don't pretend you're someone famous, because it's easy to figure out that you're not that person.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Like, if I get arrested outside of a Rite Aid, I'm like, don't you watch me on The Office? I'm Angela Kinsey.
Sure. You could pull her off, though.
I could. And they'd be like, ma'am, times are rough. And I'd be like, thank you for noticing. May I go, officer? I played it all out in my head.
Wow.
Some birthdays for you. Aubrey Plaza. Nick Offerman. What was it like on that set? Right?
Right.
Both their birthday. Do you think they got a double cake or a cake together? Let's break this down.
Well, I don't know that we need to break that down.
Give a call if you know. 1-800-5- Chris O'Donnell, Sean Hayes, director Paul Thomas Anderson, and Kevin, it's Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande's birthday. Mm. That's what's happening.
Just after 7 o'clock, we've got your tickets for Smashing Pumpkins for the Super Secret Show tomorrow night. You have to do Listeneroki, so pick a song that you love. Be ready to perform it for us just after 7 a.m. this morning on K-Rock.
They really wanted to give out the details about where they were playing, didn't they?
Sure did.
They were bursting at the seams.
We were like, we're not stopping you. Go ahead.
An intimate club in Hollywood. You figure it out tomorrow night. Win your pumpkin tickets, as Kevin mentioned. We'll ask you to call in just before 7 to sing your favorite song. It's Tuesday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 6:22. Time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
We start with a South Carolina man barred from possessing firearms because of his criminal record was arrested over the weekend and charged with weapons possession. The funny part of this story is the guy had a tattoo of a gun on his forehead.
Yay!
That dude likes guns.
He loves guns
so much.
I saw this photo. It is not a small tattoo.
Oh, no.
It is a statement, man.
24-year-old Michael Vine slammed a Toyota Camry into a pole Saturday night. Firefighters saw him toss a gun out into the grass. The handgun they found was fully loaded. It was a Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver. He was prohibited from owning the gun because of a rap sheet that included a lot of problems with weapons.
Yeah.
So he got the tattoo on his forehead and then got caught with a gun. Love that dude. Next story is in Arkansas. A thief got caught for credit card theft when he tried to pay for a meal using a credit card he stole from that waitress. His waitress, he handed her credit card.
Wait a minute.
I know, it's a bizarre story. He had robbed a car in the neighborhood like a week before.
What are the chances?
She was at a gas station or something like that. She went inside. He stole her purse. So he had all of her information, her social security card, license. And they came in after this. She called the police and he goes, hey, the guy that took my credit card just gave it back to me. He's trying to pay for the meal. Would you mind coming out?
Oh, my God.
And they checked everything that he had on him and he had all of it.
That's amazing.
Social security card, everything. What are the chances?
Unbelievable.
So,
I mean, infinitesimal. He's sitting in jail right now going, of all the restaurants in the world that I could have gone into, how did I go to this one?
Next one is Leicester, Massachusetts. A shoplifter in Massachusetts store used a blob of multicolored Play-Doh to cover the lens of the security camera. Smart, right?
Okay.
Cover that lens, make sure that they can't tell who you are.
Right.
Unfortunately for him, he got scared away when employees came out, and then the police found the Play-Doh. And it had a perfect fingerprint.
Yeah, sure did.
He was pushing on the Play-Doh with his thumb, and it had a perfect fingerprint for them. So that's pretty sweet.
That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Last night I tweeted this one out, and unfortunately I spelled a word wrong, but this one kills me. Forest ranger almost strangled to death by python while posing for a selfie with it.
Oh, sir.
An Indian forest ranger was nearly strangled to death by a 90-pound python. when he captured the overgrown reptile and then posed for a selfie with it. Sanjay Dutta is his name. He was called to the village.
Is his name or was his name?
Was his name.
Oh, no.
No, is his name, actually. This one actually ends okay because the people around him helped him. He was called to the village of Sahabari, West Bengal, and on Sunday after the huge 30-foot Indian rock python swallowed a goat alive.
Oh. Did you say 30 foot?
Yes.
90 pounds?
Yes.
A snake?
Swallowed a goat alive.
Like a tiny goat.
I mean, really, does it matter? Does it matter?
No, oh my God.
So the forest ranger gets there, and he finds the snake, and he's like, this isn't that bad. Hey, everybody, watch this. I'm going to put it around my neck.
What an idiot.
Everybody had their phones out, and they were taking pictures, and then the snake started to strangle this man around his neck. He, like, tightened, and the guy couldn't breathe.
Which is what they do, by the way.
Right. And his eyes got big, and he started to panic, and everybody that was standing around ran in and grabbed the snake and sort of got him out of it. But
oh, my goodness.
That's a shame, right? Because that guy's an idiot.
Yeah. That's Darwinism.
This one comes out of England. A 22-year-old put on a vest. I'm just going to read you the headline because this is... The joke is the headline. 22-year-old puts on a vest he believed was stab-proof, died after stabbing himself.
Oh. Again.
Right? And finally, I'm going to play some audio for you on People Are Dumb. And this is a woman. And I love it when people who are dumb try to make themselves to be smarter than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Don't try that. Just admit you're dumb like I do. It works better.
All right.
So she's trying to prove to everybody that this new method of keeping her skin pure and everything about her is beautiful because she has this beauty regimen. Mm-hmm. This is her talking about it.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow.
All right, now let me ask you this question first of all. Do many people ask her that?
I don't think so.
No.
I think she just wanted to do a video about it.
So she did.
Here's my secret.
Now, she walks over to a tree, and her dog is peeing.
Okay.
She has a paper cup.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, Kevin.
Fills it up.
No, she doesn't.
Takes it right from there.
No.
Puts it on her face.
Drinks it. Entirely.
Nope.
Drinks it entirely.
No.
And then she explained.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium.
All right, here's my favorite part.
And it's also proven to help cure cancer. And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
And that's why I look so much better.
Wait, dog urine
has
cures cancer?
It's been proven to cure cancer.
And is it just her dog or just all dogs?
I didn't get a chance to ask her that question,
but
she did have her own dog there and did partake of it, and that's her secret to looking better than all of you.
That's why I look better than y'all.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And also your chance for Smashing Pumpkins tickets just after 7 with listener Roki, so get your favorite song ready and be ready to perform it.
And I would also like to make an announcement that I think will be well-received, that I got this text last night. Your order from the Long Beach Clothing Company has been shipped.
How about that?
That means the Kevin and Bean t-shirts, you guys, are on the way out. They are in the mail right now. So if you ordered one of the Kevin and Bean special limited edition billboard picture t-shirts, it's on the way. You should have it within the next few days. So I'm very excited. I always love this time of year where we start to see people putting up their social media posts of them wearing the new t-shirt. Same. So look for it in the mail. All right, Allie, you came across something interesting the other day that's worth sharing with us.
Yeah, you know Ayesha Curry. She is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors' wife.
Mm-hmm. And they produce the most beautiful children in the world.
They really do. But she is a Food Network star. She has cookbooks. She
I didn't know that. She's a chef?
Oh, yeah. She's a serious chef. She has restaurants. And she decided to team up with Michael Mina, who's a James Beard award-winning chef, to open up a barbecue place in Houston.
Okay.
Now, are the Currys popular in Houston?
No.
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 Oh, NBA playoffs.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
It's an odd choice. Okay. It's an odd choice.
Barbecue isn't in Houston? That's not an odd choice except for...
No. The barbecue makes perfect sense
in
Houston.
Right.
But why Houston?
Now
you think she's opening a business just to troll them?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But why Houston is the question, unless it's like a nationwide thing, and that's just one location.
Well, this is another. She has a location in the Bay Area, but she has ties from Canada to North Carolina, so maybe a North Carolina location started off something. I don't know. Here's the thing: it doesn't open until July 5th, but that hasn't stopped the lovely people of Houston from yelping the hell out of it. They are going on there and, quite frankly, doing some one stars because you can't do zero. So I decided to go through and copy some of these Yelp reviews. Mm-hmm. And it's good that I did because right now the Yelp page is on active cleanup alert.
Yeah.
So
once they realize people are being dishonest or funny or not really giving a serious review, then they take it down most of the time.
Right.
It's so super dull. They should leave it up.
Agreed.
For folks who don't understand, so what's happening here is Houston Rockets fans don't like Steph Curry because the Golden State Warriors are in the same division and are better than they are.
And just had beat them.
To
get to the finals, right?
Yes.
So now Steph Curry, star player for the Warriors, his wife is about to hear it from these Yelpers.
Yes. Let's start off slow with Kirby from Houston. Okay. One star. All caps. Beware of this location. I was bitten by a horse they keep out back. Staff said his name is Draymond Green. Won't be returning. All right.
At least that person is putting a little humor in there so that you know they're having fun with it.
Yes. Carlos, one star, Houston, Texas. Was eaten here, but I saw a big snake. I named him Kevin. Anyways, this place isn't all that it's cut out to be. Workers seem to take the easy way out of life instead of focusing on healthy restaurant competition. Also, the curry they use, just terrible. People are loyal at other locations in City Center, nearby Memorial City Mall, as opposed to those from California or just last name Durant. Anyway, steer clear of this place.
Again,
that's hilarious.
Again, not open yet.
Not open yet. Yes. Opens up July 5th.
Okay.
Next, Blazin', one star, Houston. This one takes you on a journey.
Oh, I love it.
I ordered the lobster. It was pretty good. It came with mashed potatoes and french fries, both of those pretty good compliments to the lobster. However, this meal still lost to my four-time most valuable meal, the steak. This is nothing to scoff at, as the steak has been the best meal for over the last 12 years. However, after suffering this defeat, the lobster, mashed potatoes, and french fries called their friend the brisket to come join their meal. While that did make the meal better, I can't respect a meal that can't stand on its own and has to recruit from the other best meals around the kitchen. I'd go out on a limb and say this meal was rigged. It's so deep.
I love this so much.
It is so deep.
That person put a lot of work into that.
Put a lot of work into it.
I mean, there are a lot of people who have accused Kevin Durant of destroying the NBA.
Of course.
But you don't usually see it in Yelp food reviews.
In a Yelp review for a restaurant that's not open yet.
Well, here's one that describes just that.
Okay.
This is Arcan from Houston, one star. KD ruined this restaurant, the NBA, the World Cup, NASCAR, Fortnite, and even hockey. I mean, that's some power.
I'm not sure how he did that, but all right.
That is a lot of power. Hody from Houston, one star. The best dish they have is called the Ofer. It's served on a cart made from bricks and comes with 27 empty buckets. Okay,
but the Golden State Warriors are the champions.
Yes, yes.
Right. Okay, let's not lose sight of that.
Let's not. So you've heard from the Houston fans.
Okay.
Warriors fans caught wind of this, and they're like, mm-mm, no.
Oh, is that right?
You are not doing this.
So they got into Yelp as well.
They got into it. Leo from Northridge, five stars. Tastes so good. It tastes like blowing a 3-2 lead. Pork string is their late specialty. Watch out for the smoked artichokes.
Oh, dear God.
Appetizer special, Draymond's green salad with D's nuts. Nightly special, chef curry sauce with a splash of swaggy peppers, served in a clay pot. Drink special, Hennessy Neat by J.R. Smith.
Snap.
I'm just saying, Warriors fans.
I'm not positive you can pull off snap.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No. And here's a guy that didn't put a lot into it, but the place is called International Smoke. Keep that in mind. This is Terrell, five stars. This restaurant is perfect for Houston Rockets fans. International smoke. The Rockets have been internationally smoked for decades. This makes perfect sense. Championship wife and chef Ayesha Curry trying to inspire Houston with the food of champions. Look at that. I'm pretty sure the only thing that makes Houston Rockets relevant is that Beyonce roots for them occasionally, but she lives in California where the real winners are. So eat here. Win more. It's in the barbecue. I don't know. I found so much joy reading through Yelp reviews of a place that doesn't even open until July 5th.
Yelp would be a lot more popular if they let that stuff go.
Absolutely.
Because that's awesome.
Again, right now, active cleanup. Screw you, Yelp.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Do not call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Don't make that call unless you want to go see Smashing Pumpkins at an intimate venue in Hollywood tomorrow night.
So don't or do?
No, don't call unless you want to go see Smashing Pumpkins, in which case do call.
Do call, okay.
Come on, I can't make this any clearer.
I feel like you could.
What are we...
pretty easily, actually.
What are we looking for from Pumpkins fans this time around?
We're doing Listeneroki, so you pick your favorite pumpkin song and then you perform it. And don't just give us a listless performance. We need to see something. Bring it. Right. So you perform for us your favorite Smashing Pumpkins song, and we give you tickets for their super secret show tomorrow night.
And by the way, if I have this correct, this isn't even a drawing, right?
Right, correct.
We have five pairs of tickets here. So you sing, unless you suck, you're pretty much in.
Yeah, what if you're terrible, though?
Oh,
right?
Well,
then the phone could disconnect. It's not our fault, man.
We have no control over that.
6:55, Allie, you're up. What's happening?
Have you ever gotten in trouble and decided, well, I should fake my identity right now to the police? Looking at you, Kevin.
No.
Okay.
I mean, define trouble and fake.
You ever, like, lit a field on fire?
I've done that, yeah.
Okay.
But like, when I got kicked out of the Grammys, for example, I gave them all false information because it wasn't really a crime. So I was fine doing that.
I feel like trying to blind Hootie and the Blowfish is a crime.
It wasn't.
Okay.
I didn't try to blind them. And anyway, so I gave him false information, and me trying to think on my feet while I'm talking.
It had to be good.
Jim, Brett, in Encino?
How do you spell that, sir? I'm not sure.
A B, you know, or whatever.
This woman thought a lot quicker on her feet, but she still got busted.
Oh.
Here's what happened. Beverly Hills Finest were called out to a local Rite Aid store where a trespassing suspect told officers that she was Rihanna. Here's the thing, though. She gave the pop star's full name, Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Wow.
She knew her birthday, February 20th.
Wow.
But here's where she messed up. She was off by 2 years, claimed she was born in 86. Womp, womp.
Plus no.
Right. She didn't have that. So police issued the imposter a misdemeanor trespassing citation and then released her. But
She must have had that standing by
right?
in case. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, here's her birthday. Here's the date.
That's crazy.
But then just messed up on the year.
Does she look like Rihanna? Because I feel like you could identify her that way as well.
I feel like that would be the first thing.
Yeah.
Or have her sing.
Sure.
So that would be good.
Sure.
Now that it's raining more than ever, you can stand under my umbrella, Ella, Ella,
Right? And you
Alex.
Go, I don't know, that doesn't sound like you.
But, I mean, really, Beverly Hills, Rihanna probably goes to Rite Aid.
Sure.
Maybe an officer that doesn't know Rihanna takes down that name, starts putting stuff in, and then goes, wait a minute.
I mean, nice effort.
Nice effort. Good try.
I do wish we had video of that so we could see how far she got. And
yeah.
We could watch the cop's eyes when he was starting to realize, well,
right.
This is not true.
For sure. Guys, remember Chucky? It all started in 1998 with Child's Play.
Sure.
Widowed mom gives her kid a doll. It's possessed by a serial killer.
Right, sure.
Deadline reports that the series' six sequels, by the way, including last year's The Cult of Chucky, is now coming to a TV near you. A television series! The movie's creator, Don Mancini, sent out Twitter pics along with the tease saying, Child's Play, the TV series.
Huh.
Chucky on our TVs, guys.
Huh. I like that.
I don't hate it.
Depends on how it's done. If it's done well, I'm all in. I like that.
Absolutely.
There's not enough scary stuff on TV.
Watch the news.
Well, I don't watch the news, so.
You're very lucky.
I'm missing out on a lot of that.
Yes, very lucky. Cardi B and Offset. Turns out they've been married for quite some time.
How about that?
Yeah, she revealed on Twitter that they tied the knot last September. She wanted to keep the moment to herself, and they were just doing a lot of breaking up and making up. But despite all this, they decided to go for it and say I do with no dress, no makeup, no ring. Which is kind of ideal for Offset, right?
Right.
He's like, wait, no ring? Sweet, let's
all right,
just do this.
Let's do it now.
And if you would like to buy their baby something on their baby registry.
I'm sorry, Cardi B's baby?
Cardi B's baby.
If I want to purchase something.
Something for her baby, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Here's some things on a registry. A teeny tiny little Bentley, that's $700. A bassinet retails for $2,800. And then if you want to upgrade the baby bed with gold leaf, you could do that for $839, which will perfectly match her metallic nursery. That baby's got a blinged out nursery as well.
I think that
figuring.
Baby's already fine. Am I a bad person for not wanting to buy that gift?
It's okay. I mean, good. You don't know her.
Right.
You don't know Offset.
Right.
I think you're good.
Okay, good.
Something tells me this baby's going to be taken care of.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah. Some birthdays for you. We have got Chris O'Donnell, Sean Hayes, Nick Offerman, Aubrey Plaza, Paul Thomas Anderson, and...
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande. Mm. That's what's happening.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You want to sing a Smashing Pumpkins song? Now you call, and we'll give you those tickets coming up next.
We had some very special guests in the studio with us this hour yesterday. They're called Smashing Pumpkins, and they are back with a new album coming out later this year with a new tour. They talked all about it. You can check out the Kevin Bean podcast from yesterday to hear more from Billy and the guys. But here's the important thing that they're in town for. They're doing a super secret show at an intimate venue in Hollywood tomorrow night. Now, they did tell us they plan to put some tickets on sale to the public tomorrow, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes. They told us that off the air. But
right.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we're giving away some right now to you at 1-800-520-1067 with a little feature that we like to call Listener Okie.
Listener Okie, Listener Okie, that's the game we're going to play. Listener Okie, Listener Okie, come and sing and don't be lame.
Pumpkin songs like Nine Inch Nails songs are perhaps difficult for
yes.
mere mortals to try to sing.
Yes, very much so.
But that's why it's fun to hear you try.
All right, let's start with Margarito and Watts.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Margarito, if you sing and we like it, we see an effort from you and we give you tickets, are you going to be able to go tomorrow night?
Yes, I will be.
And by the way, everyone on hold, please answer that question as well, because we don't want to give tickets to somebody that's not going
to
go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is too cool an event to have an empty seat, for sure. All right, what pumpkin song have you selected for us?
I'm going to be singing Zero.
All right. Zero. All right, I love it. Good luck, Margarito.
Okay. Intoxicated with the madness, I'm in love with my sadness. BS fakers, insanity condemns, the fashion victims to the taco cherry.
Let me tell you, did not expect that voice coming
Same.
Out of
right.
Little Sweet Margarito, did you?
No.
I'm not
I say, yay, he's in. Right?
Agreed, well done.
Allie?
Great, great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Margarito, have fun tomorrow night. Let's know how it goes.
All right, let's go to Linda in Los Angeles. Hi, Linda.
Hey.
Hey, what song are you going to do for us?
1979.
Here's Linda.
Okay. Shakedown, 1979. Cool kids never had the time. On a live wire right up off the street, you and I should meet.
All right.
I mean, she sang the lyrics to that song.
She did. I felt like she was trying.
Those mm-hmm. were the words that are on the record, I mean, technically.
Right.
It's not strictly her fault she doesn't have a great, terrific voice.
Oh, my God, Simon.
She's fine. She's good.
But there was effort.
She's good.
All right, she's good. All I agree. I just had to talk it through in my head,
okay.
You guys.
All right.
Congratulations, Linda.
I didn't want to jump to any conclusions. All right, so two for two.
All right, let's go to Mike in Bell. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Doing Listener-oki for Smashing Pumpkins. What are you going to do?
Tonight, I'm going to cheat using my guitar.
No.
Oh, I think we'll allow that. I don't think there are any restrictions on playing along.
Sure. All right.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, look, the dude knows how to play this song on the guitar. He's obviously a big Pumpkins fan.
Wow, that was amazing.
Is it true that you pulled over on the side of the freeway to call us?
Yeah, and it might be late to work.
And you just have a guitar in your car?
Yes, I do.
Respect.
I feel like we should go to the last caller, Linda, and take her tickets back.
You're so awful!
Mike, A for effort, my friend. Have fun tomorrow night. Let us know how the show is, okay?
Thank you for calling.
That was really impressive.
That was. Let's go to Sergio in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Sergio, don't be a Linda.
Linda, you were fine.
All right, what number you want to do for us?
I'm going to do today.
All right, here's Sergio with today.
Today is the greatest day I've ever known. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow's much too long. I'll burn my eyes out.
Zero for effort. Zero for star. Okay. Zero for star quality.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
Sergio, that's a no for me, dog.
Come on.
No, I love you, but I apologize for all the mean things we said about Linda.
Oh.
All right, so Sergio is a no.
Oh, my God.
Not because he's not a good guy. But
right, he's a great guy.
It's a very tight ticket, you guys. It's a very tight ticket.
Personally, Mead and I would love to hang out with Sergio, but
very much so. He seems like a terrific dude.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to Alfredo in Lawndale. Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Doing Lister
Alfredo. Rope.
All right, let's do this.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a bullet with butterfly wings.
All right. Here's Alfredo.
All right. So, and even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like an old job. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
I got to tell you, Bean, I disagree. I think Alfredo's bringing the energy.
Really?
Alfredo. Okay. All right.
A rat in a cage.
Okay.
Alfredo. All right. You win.
He's forcing his way in.
You're going.
Wow.
If you'll stop singing, you're going.
Congratulations, Alfredo.
That was, I have blunt force trauma.
That's the greatest
Look,
thing ever.
The dude had energy.
And
when you started playing the sound effect of the phone and he started cranking up the energy, I loved it.
I have a lot of respect for him as well.
All right, let's go to John in Los Angeles. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. All right, what song are you going to do for us?
All right, I'm going to do a Rhinoceros.
Oh, all right. Rhinoceros. Deep cut, I love it.
Here's John from L.A.
Okay, here we go. Planned a show, trees and balloons, ice cream, snow.
All right, Kevin, you got anything nice to say about John? What's your defense on John, Kevin?
It's probably well-dressed.
Gino.
John, I think our phone is disconnecting or something. I don't know what's happening. We're getting some interference.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hello, are you there? Oh,
why would you do that?
Oh my God. I think we lost him. The phone was fine, and then I don't know what happened. It's not our fault. All right, one more. Let's try Richard.
Oh my God, my heart hurts for these people.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, pretty good.
I mean, we can hear you right now, but there's no telling what'll happen. You know, interference with satellites and stuff.
Sure, and whatnot. What are you going to do for us, Richard?
We're going to do Mayonnaise by Smashing Pumpkins. I'll try to be more, have more energy.
All right.
Well, you couldn't have less.
All right, go ahead.
Cool enough to almost be it. Cool enough to not quite see it. Doomed. Pick your pockets full of sorrow. Run away with me tomorrow, June.
I mean, all right. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, all right. They're not going to pull you. Okay, they're not going to pull him up on stage or anything. But all right.
Look, we're not overwhelmed. We're not underwhelmed. We're just whelmed. So you're in. You're in.
Hell yeah!
Congratulations, woo! Richard.
All right, now let me just tell you this though. It turns out because Beer Mug is sick today, we don't have the janky van out on the street to give away the other tickets. We do have more tickets for this Smashing Pumpkin show for tomorrow night. How do you want to give these away, Kevin?
We are going to play a pumpkin song in the 9 o'clock hour. Smashing Pumpkins in the 9 o'clock hour. As soon as you hear the song begin, be caller 20.
All right, that's easy. And you don't even have to sing.
20 through 24. Getting away five pair.
Right.
So 1-800-520-1067, 9 o'clock hour, Smashing Pumpkins. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Brendan Urie.
From
Panic, from Panic at the Disco.
I love him so much.
Same.
Next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, the king of G-Funk himself, Warren G. Los Angeles rap legend. Warren G will be here.
So excited about that.
Yes.
I am so excited about that, too. And this documentary, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but everybody is in this documentary.
Yeah,
everybody
awesome.
From Chuck D to Ice Cube to Ice-T to Snoop Dogg to Too Short. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's amazing history of an era we lived through, and it's just super fun to revisit. All right, that's coming up on K-Rock. First, though, Alison Brie, you guys.
Brie knows Alison Brie.
So much.
Well, maybe more. Too much.
She's maybe more than Dave Franco.
She's
right.
Correct. She's my fave, and she's a wonderful actress. She's the co-star of the new series Glow on Netflix, coming into its second season here. But she was on Mad Men. She was on Community. She's been in a lot of movies. She's great. Well, she did one of these interviews. We played a portion of it for you yesterday on the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, where she was answering some of the most frequently Googled searches about her, and she brought up a topic that we need to get into.
Didn't Alison Brie...
Didn't. Alison Brie balloons. I did not.
What does that mean? Is that a weight thing?
I did not balloons. No, because I can make balloon animals. I actually do think I know what this is related to because I used to work as a clown for kids' birthday parties in my youth. And I can make balloon animals.
Guys, kids' birthday parties.
Right.
As a clown.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are parties you go to where if you have any interest in the joy of little children, you get to have a good time because they're so excited to see you.
Yes, but then you have to worry about the parents who can ruin it for you. I can't imagine this is a great job for anyone.
No.
You might love kids and you might start for that reason, but it's got to just crush your soul after a certain amount of time.
Well, there are a lot of things that can go wrong. By the way, you know, you mentioned being a clown. There's going to be one kid at every party who's going to scream and cry because there's a clown there.
Sure.
You know, there's always one. But I just think you're right. There are an awful lot of things that can go wrong trying to entertain little kids. There's a lot that's out of your control. Kevin, you raised children.
Yes.
Did you ever have entertainers over for their birthday parties when they were young?
Yeah, we did.
And how did that go in general?
It went really well, but we were really... I'm not trying to brag, but we were really careful about making sure that they were treated well and the kids weren't being out of control and the parents were cool. And I think it was, I mean, I can't speak for them, but I think it was an okay experience.
What kind of...
Plus, we let them have booze, so...
we're going to take your calls, by the way. If you've done any kind of entertaining at a children's party, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067.
Because you also have those people that show up and, like, run games... They're not even a clown or anything. They just put together
games.
They set
it out,
Or the bouncy house or whatever the hell they have.
Or the people who bring and set up the petting zoo.
Sure.
That's a thing that you can do. So if you have any kind of work that you've done for children's parties, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Do you remember who you had out? I mean, were you like magicians or were you like costume characters?
No, I don't do magicians. Not a big fan of.
What kinds of people did you hire?
Costume characters. I don't remember anyone except for there are always a bunch of people sort of to keep the kids entertained with the games or the climbing wall or the bouncy house or whatever. And they would put together, you know, water balloon games and all kinds of stuff. And then we could be lazy and just sit there and watch.
Nice.
You had a bouncy house?
And a climbing wall?
Look, we had a
climbing wall?
Look, we had a bouncy house for my father-in-law's birthday one time when my kids were like, it's your birthday. We should have a bouncy house. So we got one for that party. And they're like, hey, why don't you come join us?
You were the cool family on the block, by the way.
I don't want to say that's true, but
Here's a here's an article that I found from Vice talking to children's party entertainers, and I think you'll enjoy this very much as we wait for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Here's an interview with Lauren, who would appear at parties as Sleeping Beauty. By the way, what does Sleeping Beauty do at a party?
We may have done a Sleeping Beauty to makeup, or some people put on face spray paint.
Okay, I don't think it's spray paint.
It's not spray paint.
I mean, no. I feel like I could do that.
She also plays, this Lauren being interviewed, also plays Cinderella, Ariel, Belle, and Elsa. So she does them all, right? What was one of your worst gigs? Well, one time I was doing Elsa. Elsa has magical snow powers, you know. So this little girl says, Elsa, can you do your powers? And I had to do something. So I said, I'll make it snow tomorrow. And the girl was like, no, do it now, Elsa. I want the powers now. Which, by the way, I'm sure happens all the time at these parties.
Yep.
I did the best I could and insisted I would make it snow tomorrow. And then the mom went up to her child and was like, magic isn't real.
Oh, no.
I was so shocked. The poor little girl was crying in the corner and I was trying to console her, but the mom told me to leave.
See, that's what I'm saying is she was going to at least try to handle that kid well, and mom steps in and ruins it all.
Here's Jay Sia. He is six. He was started as a children's party entertainer at 16 years old, by the way. He played Spider-Man at parties. One of the worst gigs I ever had was where I think the kids were being overly stimulated. There were jumping castles, there were clowns, there was a rapper, and for some reason there was me. I'm dressed as Spider-Man. It kind of sucked. I was just being ignored.
Hey, like, Spider-Man's good, you guys.
Like, if you're in the princess costume and you have to play that role no matter what. So there's me being poised in Spider-Man-y and no one's even talking to me. They were most interested in the castle and the rapper and the clowns. So there's just a couple of examples of how it can go wrong at a kid's birthday party. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take one before the break and let's make it Julia Van Nuys. Line one.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, guys. Well, my husband, he owns one of these education companies where they take exotic animals to birthday parties and the kids can touch and hold.
Oh, like snakes and stuff like that?
Yeah, we have farm animals, snakes, birds, lots of really cool stuff.
Can you go over to Allie's house and bring birds?
I'm good with birds, Julia. Thank you.
Okay. We can bring whatever you guys want. Just give me a call. We'll bring whatever you like.
So does he still do it? Do you guys still do it?
Yeah, we do. He actually started the company when he was 16 out of his mom's house, and now it's kind of a lot bigger.
That's impressive.
He's got a bunch of, he's got staff members that go out and do shows all the time, and they do after-school parties. But honestly, the parents is what makes the difference, because when you have great parents, like you guys were saying, that kind of keep the kids in control and help out a little bit, the party goes smooth and great and wonderful. Everyone has a great time. But then sometimes you have parents that will leave completely or just abandon you.
They leave completely.
They leave. Or they get too drunk, or they're the ones that are scared of the animals, and then they tell the kids not to touch them or to stay away from them. It's like, what's the whole point of us being here if you guys are telling the kids not to want to be around the animals?
Parents suck.
Parents make a big difference.
Entertainers. I have to ask, when you take out, like, I don't know, guinea pigs and rabbits and things like that, do they get freaked out by all the kids running around?
You know, our animals that we bring, they are, before we ever take animals out, we kind of train them around a lot of people. Like, we bring in our own kids, and they have a lot of interaction time. So, no, our animals are really, really great. They're calm. I mean, animals are animals, you know,
right.
So they can always freak out if, you know, kids freak out. But generally, they're very calm and great.
Gotcha. All right. Well, congratulations on the business. I hope it continues to go well for you. We appreciate the call, Julia. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I need some tarantulas coming over to my house, by the way.
I need Brian to hold on, too.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Brian, please hold on. We'll get to you right after this. 1-800-520-1067. We'll be right back on K-Rock. I don't know what the worst age is, Kevin, for children's birthdays parties that you have to perform at, but I would imagine three.
Three, probably.
Three would be tough. From the 818, dear Kevin and Bean, I'm studying so I can't call, but I work with a professional sports team mascot. Think about that.
Ooh.
We've been to lots of birthday parties. The best ones are the ones you go to, of course, where the kids love you, but sometimes their friends are terrified. We recently went to a three-year-old's party. He loves the character, but there were four other kids at the same party who were crying the entire time. We're taking your calls. If you have been a children's birthday party entertainer, call us. Go to at Kevin and Bean on Twitter from a couple of hours ago if you want to see the picture of Tom Morello and his gnarly new hand. He had some sort of an injury playing guitar, on his playing hand, by the way.
Right hand,
and
yeah.
they fitted metal under his skin now to support the hand.
It didn't look real.
No, it didn't.
No, it's Luke Skywalker is what it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
He apparently is fine, is going to be able to play guitar, and is on stage tonight in Sweden. So Tom Morello, rock god, check out that photo. It's maybe not for everyone, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a tiny bit graphic.
Sure.
All right, let's get right to Brian. We promised we'd get to him first. Line 3, Wes Covina. We're talking about children's birthday party entertainers. What have you seen? What have you done? How horrible a job is that when you're surrounded by a bunch of screaming little kids? Brian, thanks for calling and holding on, man. What happened?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Actually, I was working at a petting zoo. And I know there was a kid, a little boy, named Kevin.
And
his mom said, don't do that, Kevin. Why are you feeding the goat or the edge of the sheep, you know, through his butt? And the kid actually was partial blind, and he didn't know what was going on. So I had to correct him. He's trying to feed the sheep, right?
Okay, hold on.
So you're saying that there was a partially blind kid that was trying to feed a sheep through his butt?
Yes.
And that's not how it's supposed to work.
I know. It's so weird because, you know, the mom was not over there breaking away, and she was unsupervising her kid.
Ah. Parents, am I right?
Right. That shouldn't be up to Brian to correct that. Right?
That's too much to ask of him.
By the way, the sheep could not have enjoyed that. Let's try Andrew Whittier, line 2, please. We haven't even gotten into bartenders, by the way. Now, are there traditionally bartenders at children's parties? I'm sure there were
good
yours,
ones,
Kevin.
Yes.
I would assume for the parents. I don't know.
For the parents, yeah.
Andrew and Whittier, hi.
Yeah, how's it going, party people?
Good.
Well, this is for a quinceañera, so a bunch of Mexicans, there's always drinking involved. It was a friend, not a friend, but somebody that I knew asked me to bartend for the quinceañera for the adult. Sure, no problem. Gave me a strict list of tequila, Jack, tequila, whiskey, and vodka, just with some mixers.
Right.
So I get there set up and, simple drinks, Jack and Cokes, tequila and squirt, things like that. Well, the nephews and cousins come in and decide to say, oh, I can drink anybody under the table. I've been drinking since I was 15. All right. So I just make them drink simple drinks. After a few drinks, man, these kids are wasted. They're trash. The guy that hired me, looking at me, I told him, hey, simple drinks. So I could go for it. Let them learn the lesson. Okay. So they started asking for shots. Gave them shots and looked at the owner, the dad. They'll keep it going. Let them learn.
Wow.
So I made the drinks a little bit stronger. And after about 2.5 hours of drinking with me, they were in the bushes throwing up.
I mean, it's impressive that 3-year-olds were able to drink that much, though.
but, you know, Mexicans, they all drink. That's what I heard. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, appreciate the call. I was vaguely uncomfortable with that, by the way. Let's take Sarah real quick, Santa Cruz, to line 1.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You worked at a kids' party.
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. I was a party hostess. Oh, yeah. And these kids can be little jerks, punching you, kicking you, pulling your tail. So there was one party when the kid kept punching Chucky, me, and parents don't do anything about it. So when we had to swap costumes, I got into Munch, which was the purple monster, and I just walked up to him and started growling and kind of walking after him really fast, and he just cried.
Redemption, I like it.
Look at you changing costumes, too.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah,
thank you
too.
Very much for the call. We appreciate that. Wow, we heard from Chuck E. Cheese. That was a little Hollywood royalty.
Right?
All right, we got time for just one more. This is going to be Sam joining us on line 9. He's in Glendale. Hey, Sam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm in Burbank. I'm not in Glendale.
Okay.
Armenian comedian.
How are you, everybody? I'm Mr. Clown. How are you?
That's right.
You are Mr. Clown. That's right. That's one of your talents is that you're a clown and you go to children's parties.
Yeah, I have to tell you two parties that I did is incredible.
Okay.
One is quinceañera. I hanged on that. And then everybody, the kids took turn. Nothing is happening. And everybody got pissed off. They hit the piñata all the way down, they beat the hell out of the piñata, no candy in it. Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, hold on.
What just happened?
Hold on. So you're saying you brought a piñata with no candy in it,
right?
And the kids hit it and hit it and hit it to get it open, and when they got it open, there was no candy.
Nothing happened. They all got a baseball bat, each of them. I handed them, and they beat the hell out of the piñata. Ha, ha, ha.
You're a terrible children's party entertainer.
Isn't this the first call we got where it was the actual clown's fault? What's happening?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Los Angeles music legend Warren G in studio with us next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And don't forget, if you want to be at the Super Secret Smashing Pumpkins show in Hollywood tomorrow night, you still can. We gave away our first batch of 5 pair of tickets earlier this hour, but we got 5 more left for you. When you hear a Smashing Pumpkins song between 9 and 10, all you have to do is call us at 1-800-520-1067. Call us 2324. You're also going to the Smashing Pumpkins tomorrow night. All right, Tuesday. Allie, what's up?
Well, what's up is Ant-Man and the Wasp in theaters July 6th.
Yay!
How would you like to go on July 2nd, though? And not just to any theater. You're going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced IMAX screening of Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp at IMAX headquarters.
That's the way to see a movie.
That's what I'm
it
saying.
It really is.
Absolutely. This is all going down on July 2nd. So if you can go, we're going to give 5 winners a pair of those passes. So we'll take callers 10 through 14 at 1-800-520-1067, and you're going to check out the K-Rock Advanced IMAX screening of Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp at IMAX headquarters on July the 2nd.
I love that Paul Rudd so much.
I do too.
He's so good. He's so good. And I'm excited to see Evangeline Lilly.
Same.
As the Wasp. Not sure if you saw this interview that she did. One of those junkets where you go, you sit down in front of a reporter from every station, every state, every country. It's long. It's tedious.
Yeah.
Well, in this interview, she discusses something that we all hear. Every dude that plays a superhero tends to complain about the costume.
Sure.
It's tight. It's restrictive. Oh, my God. It gets so hot. Well, here is her response to that.
I have been hearing Marvel male superheroes complain about their suits for years. And I got into my suit, and I was, you know, wearing it, working in it, doing my thing, and I was like, it's just not that bad. Do I have the most comfortable suit in the MCU? Or have men not had the life experience of being uncomfortable for the sake of looking good, and they're just like, what is this? This sucks. Why do I have to go through this? Whereas a woman's like, I don't know. It's like normal. You know, I wear heels to work. I'm uncomfortable all day. You get used to it. You tune it out.
As she's saying this, she's holding her leg up, revealing a stiletto that's about 4 inches.
By
the
way,
suck it.
I think maybe I agree with her on that one.
Oh, it's totally true.
Because guys aren't used to that.
No, you're not used to your junk all squished in and having to suck it in your stomach because you're wearing a cute skirt.
Right.
Or maybe you are. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, ladies, we're used to this. We're not complaining.
I don't hate that.
I mean, we do get home immediately and kick off those bad boys and take off that bra. Don't get me wrong. We are not wearing it when we don't have to. But that made me laugh pretty, pretty hard. Guys, Hollywood Walk of Fame Class of 2019 has been announced. These are all people that will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sometime in 2019. No, I'm going to go through each category. So
okay.
Motion picture, we've got Alan Arkin, Kristen Bell, Daniel Craig, Robert De Niro. How does Robert De Niro not have a star yet?
How does he not have a star yet?
Crazy. Guillermo del Toro. Anne Hathaway, Lupita Nyong'o, Tyler Perry, and Jenna Rollins. In the category of TV, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Right. I can't wait to see them out there.
That's going
to
be great.
Oh, Candace Bergen, Guy Fieri, Terrence Howard, Stacey Keach, Sid and Marty, mother effing Croft. It's about time.
Wow.
Lucy Liu, Mandy Moore, Diane Wiest, and a posthumous star for Julia Child. In the category of recording, Michael Bublé, Cypress Hill.
How about that?
Okay.
Very excited about Cypress Hill.
Congratulations. The Letterman, Faith Hill, Tommy Mottola, Pink, Teddy Riley, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and a posthumous star for Jackie Wilson. In the category of live theater, live performance, Idina Menzel, Cedric the Entertainer, Judith Light, and Paul Sorvino.
Hmm.
I have very few qualms with that list.
Yeah.
Although Guy Fieri, I'm sorry, no.
He's got that hair, though, Bean. He's got the hair.
Yeah.
Are you not factoring that in?
Lots of like bowling-type shirts with fire on them.
Right, you're not thinking about
sure
that?
Sure does, yeah.
You want to reconsider?
I'll say no to Guy Fieri, but okay. I think I'll allow the rest.
Okay.
Right.
I knew you weren't going to say no to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, of course right? not. Finally.
Thank God. I mean, every year I'm like, come on, Alvin.
Simon. I'm guessing you've never done that.
Theodore.
They should have gotten a star on the Walk of Fame in 1960. I'm sorry.
Is that Tooth song? Is that when it came out?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
All right. Good stuff. And, you know, now that I'm a active fan of the James Bond films,
I thought
this was pretty interesting. Pierce Brosnan has said who he thinks should be the next Bond. Of course, everyone knows that he was in GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. He knows his Bonds. He was one in many films. Who do you think his choice was?
Marv Albert.
No, not Marv Albert. Drake? Not Drake. Mm-mm.
Al Jolson.
No, not Al Jolson.
Lin-Manuel, what's his name?
Miranda. Mm-mm. Nope.
Dr. Boogie?
Dr. Boogie. Uh-uh. No.
Owl City?
Owl City is... That'd be a weird Bond.
Will Wheaton.
Not Wheaton.
Mm. Bobo.
No, but he is getting a star.
Right.
Walk of Fame with Cypress
Joe
Hill.
Joe Perry.
Not Joe Perry.
Jesus.
Not Jesus, although he'd
Steve.
Be...
Steve!
Oh, Steve. Nope.
Boba Fett.
Not Boba Fett.
Fetty Wap.
Not Fetty Wap. Hi, it's Kat. Kat would be great.
Johnny Asshole.
Johnny Asshole would be wonderful.
The son of Flubber?
Nope. Busy. Mm.
What's up? It's Hulk Hogan.
Is that it?
It's
oh.
Not.
Peggy Noonan.
Not Peggy Noonan.
He hate me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Can I tell you?
Are you out, Kevin?
Demi Lovato.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Count Smokey Love.
Really, right?
That would rock.
Right?
Has this person ever been back to the future?
Oh, great question. No.
Charlie Manson.
Very busy being dead.
Harrison Ford.
Nope. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Again, not with us.
Mm. Miley Cyrus?
Nope.
Senor Grande?
He'd be great.
Who's the BG that's still alive?
Right, not him.
Oh, I know.
Uh-huh. D's Nuts. D's Nuts is not it. I'm just going to tell you, it's Tom Hardy. He thinks that Tom Hardy would be a great Bond. He said this, quote,
I think he would too.
You need an actor who can put a bit of wiggle into it, and that's what makes Bond. And I would let Tom Hardy put a little
or a lot
of wiggle anywhere he wanted to. Who's with me? Huh? Chip's raising her hand. Yeah.
Did I tell you that my wife ran into him on the street a few weeks ago?
Yes.
She's out walking the dog, Linus, and Tom Hardy, who's renting a place near us in New Orleans in town doing the Al Capone movie, he walks up to Donna and starts talking to her about Linus because he's a crazy dog person
right.
and he's missing his dogs back home. And they got into a little conversation.
And then Donna said, you're kind of sweaty.
Do
you
want to shower
my house and shower?
And apparently he could not have been any sweeter, any nicer, and according to my wife, the most handsome person you've ever seen in your life in person.
Bean, you have to say, listen, if it were to happen, Donna,
right.
do it. High fiver,
How
right?
How could I blame you?
I mean, I know that people joke about having that five-person list
right.
just in case they ever get in that situation. But do people really abide by that?
I think you'd have to.
I think
if it
you'd
was
have
Tom
to.
Hardy.
So, in other words, if I came home that day and she said, "Honey, I had sex with Tom Hardy," I'm supposed to just say, "Well, I understand why. It's cool,"
and then start asking immediate questions.
Just why?
I don't want.
You'd want to know everything.
Like, I don't think I would.
Right?
I think that would be very sad for me.
Know what I'm saying, Kevin?
The comparison would not be favorable, Allie.
No one can see your hand motions, Allie.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about some birthdays.
Please.
We've got Chris O'Donnell, Sean Hayes, Paul Thomas Anderson, Nick Offerman, Aubrey Plaza, and Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, and that's what's happening.
Warren G, by the way, is here. He is in the building. He's
going
to be joining us coming up about 10 minutes or so on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to talk to him. A real legend in the studios of K-Rock this morning.
Amen.
I'm a little bit nervous. You know what I mean? You get hip-hop royalty in the building.
Sure.
True.
All right, that's coming up. Real quick, though, before we make room for Mr. G, the nation, nay, may I say it, the world, is focusing its attention on Australia lately, on the Goat Island Lodge there in the Adelaide River. Our listeners have become so invested in the plight of a little dog named Pippa. Allie, am I exaggerating? People think I just make this stuff up. Uh-huh. Am I exaggerating if I say to you that we receive many, many, many messages through all forms of social media all day, every day about Pippa?
Sadly, that is true.
That is correct, yes.
and most, I think, mostly it's that hope springs eternal because everybody right. feels like this poor little dog keeps running down and terrorizing that crocodile. And one day it may not go well, but this is not going to be that day because Pippa's going to make it. That's right. what we mostly hear from people.
Sure.
And now people are betting on Pippa. Mm-hmm. People are putting money down that she's going to make it, and I feel good about it today.
Today's Pippa's day?
Well, we didn't call yesterday, and a lot of people were very concerned. So I thought we might dial up the satellite here. And I'm not sure who is standing by, but we do go down live to the Goat Island Lodge near the crocodile-infested Adelaide River. Hello there. Who's on the scene, please?
Good day, mate. It's Omar Dunzee here.
Oh, hey, Omar.
You listening to a little Men at Work?
Oh, you know how we do in Australia. The Aussies always listen to Men at Work.
Sure. Are you having some Vegemite while you do it?
I am. I'm also drinking a Foster's. You know what Foster's is?
Uh-uh.
It's Australian for beer.
Oh, sure.
How about that?
I've heard that.
And this is your accent, Omar?
This is my accent. Take it or leave it. Crank it.
All right, we're going to take it. All right, so you're there at the Goat Island Lodge. Now, is Kai Hansen and his little dog Pip, are they nearby as well?
They're right here. Oh. And then I see Casey right there down by the river.
Okay.
And she's coming up. And there goes Pippa.
Oh.
Oh, no.
All
right. Oh, no.
Good luck, Pippa.
You can do it, Pippa.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh. Omar, it sounds like Pippa didn't make it this time.
That dog got what she deserved. She's a punk-ass bitch.
That's a good point.
We're not worthy, you guys. We're not worthy. Writer, producer, composer, rapper, producer, songwriter, and the king of G-Funk, Warren G, in studio with us right now on the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock.
What's up, man?
How are you, sir? Great to see ya.
I'm good. Cooling, chilling.
Warren had a more interesting morning than you folks know, but he's okay, and he's happy to be here.
Yeah.
The reason we were lucky enough to have Warren come in today is he's got a documentary getting ready to debut on YouTube Premium.
Yes, indeed.
It's called G-Funk. Now, it's premiering on July 11th, and this is the new kind of upgraded pay version of YouTube, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
if you don't mind me asking a business question, how did you end up going with YouTube? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who would love to have distributed this, Netflix and others.
Yeah, well, YouTube is giving us a chance to, they're giving us ownership back, you know, but when you're dealing with the other companies, they want to take ownership.
Sure.
And
oh.
Period. And that's it. Done. So it's good for us to be able to get, you know, ownership back, and then we could possibly relicense again.
Sure. Why not, right? Yeah. All right. In 2018, why is now the time to look back on that seminal period of West Coast hip-hop called G-Funk?
Well, I mean, I wanted to do it, you know, years ago, but it was so many, you know, like companies that wanted to change a lot, and I wanted it to be 100% authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of backed up off of it for a while, but I still had the idea there.
Everybody came to you and said, we love it, but let's add our spin. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, they wanted to change it.
Yeah.
And so I just backed up off of it for a while. And, you know, one day I was down in Orange County at the Observatory doing a show. And I ran into these two young kids. One of them name was Carm Gill, and who was actually the director. And they filmed my show for me and told me they would send me the footage. So I let them film me. They shot me the footage. I loved it.
Wow.
So I told him to follow me. So he followed me for a while doing, you know, filming my shows and documenting me just going around.
Did you not know him before that point?
No.
You didn't know him?
I didn't know him.
Wow. I feel like this is almost everything with you. Everything is serendipity. Like, things have happened. Granted, not the whole trying to get your stepbrother to listen to Snoop. No, I'm saying trying to get Dre to finally listen to you and Snoop and your music.
Right.
That took a long time, but it seems like everything after that, from being asked to be on Poetic Justice to it's just everything is serendipitous for you now.
Yeah. I mean,
does it feel that way to you?
He's like, there's a lot of between that.
I just keep going. You know, I just stay working and keep going.
Is that a mindset that you have to have to sort of survive? Because if you pin your hopes on one thing and it doesn't happen, then you get disappointed.
I mean, you just got to, you run into, potholes here and there, but you just got to keep going. I'm like, you know what? Just like getting here today.
Mm-hmm. Tell people what getting here today happened.
Now, when we had an accident, right in the intersection, boom, it was heavy too. Like I thought I was going to go through the window, but I immediately jumped out the car and I said, I got to get an Uber because I got to make it over here to get on the show. So I told the driver, if the car is drivable, just meet me back at the radio station.
Wow.
So I got back over here, but.
They say that a lot of people who it looks like have good luck, it's because they are prepared and they work hard and they take advantage of opportunities. And it sounds like that's kind of where it's been for you for all these years. There's never been a time since that music that you and Dre and Snoop and the rest made back in the early 90s where those songs have been off the radio for a minute, has there? I mean, there's never been a day where you haven't heard yourself on the radio, I bet.
Man, I'm in heavy rotation across the world still, man. It's crazy. I didn't know that the music I was doing was going to still be playing 24 years later.
When you did Regulate, did you know it was a better song than most you'd heard? Did you have a feeling
like this
is a special?
Yeah, I knew it was good, but the main thing, I knew it was different, you know, because a lot of the hip-hop back then was just more dark and going over, you know, different, you know, heavy drums and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, let me find some music that sounds good, that's not hip-hop, a hip-hop feel, and let's do hip-hop over it to make it different and sound good.
Perfect. I wanted to ask you about that because I'm going to play a little bit of Michael McDonald, You Keep Believing. Oh, yeah. And this is, you'll recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that now, I think of Warren G way before I think of Michael McDonald.
Strings.
How did you discover this?
Yeah,
my parents used to play it.
Your parents would play it.
Back in the day when I was a young kid. And, you know, as I got older and got into production, I used to go get records and dig and just listen to music. So I ran across the record. And
you just
know,
heard
like
that
I said, I wanted to be different. And when I heard that, I was like, damn, this would really sound really good with some hip-hop on it, you know, and it'd be totally different from what everybody else is doing.
Well, you were right.
That was my favorite part of the documentary is you all talked about your parents listening to everything, Motown, Isley Brothers, everything.
Yeah.
You would hear it. You would walk out into the parties dancing with your aunts and uncles, everyone. And then I think it was Chuck D that said, the East Coast missed funk entirely. Yeah. It just didn't happen on the East Coast. How blessed were we out here on the West that then Warren G's like, it's going to be my thing. It's going to it.
Well, we got to get, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic and, you know, all the groups from back then. Mm-hmm. That was like religion here on the West Coast. Yeah. You know, it was just a smooth feel.
I see what you're doing with your hands right there.
Warren G is here. We're talking about his film premiering on YouTube Premium on July the 11th. It's called G-Funk. One quick question before the break, and that is, I was, in addition to all of the new interviews with people we've mentioned, like Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, Russell Simmons, Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, George Clinton, they're all in the movie. Yeah. I was astonished at how much footage you have, Warren.
Yeah.
From the early days when you guys were nowhere near a record deal and it was just you and Nate Dogg and Snoop just fooling around at parties. Like, who was filming all this stuff and why and how was it kept for all these years?
Well, I had a guy just named James follow me everywhere I went. You know, every time I was in the studio, every time I was going to the studio. And, you know, we was all together, me, Snoop, and Nate, so everywhere I went, the camera was following me. Even overseas, I had the camera following me overseas.
Why do you think you made the decision to have them follow you? Because that has to, did you
know,
have confidence that 213 was going to grow into something?
I don't know what it
different,
was, man.
Or,
I was just like, just film. Come
just
on,
film.
Just film. You know,
if we don't use it, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he also was doing a show back then too, a little hip hop TV show. But that's what made me ask him to follow me. It was sort of like the same story with Carm. I told him to come on, follow me and document. And
it worked out.
The crazy thing is, I said in the movie, I'm doing my documentary right now, and that was 20 something years.
Yeah, yeah, it sure was. Well, it's the footage from the early days is extraordinary. Much more with our guest Warren G here on the world famous K-Rock. When do we return? Right after this.
Oh yeah.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:51. We play that because Warren G is in the studio with us.
Come on with the come on, right?
Oh, yeah. And I want to ask you a question because that is one of my all-time favorite songs. Is that better or is California Love better? Got to pick.
Well, you got to look at which one is still in rotation.
And both.
You know, regulators in heavy rotation across the world. You
gonna I can accept
every
that.
Day. Now, you know, I mean, California Love, that's a really great song, mm-hmm. and it's a hit record, but that's a California song.
Yeah.
You know, regulators, like, more international.
I can accept that. That's a good answer. Sure.
Kevin's been trying to decide in his mind, Warren, here's what you don't know, what's the best rap song of all time, and he's had a tie up until this point. So I think you finally just won him over to regular. And by the way, I'm glad we played that because part of what I love about your movie that Warren G is here to talk about, the documentary called G-Funk on YouTube Premium starting July 11th, is it's a sweet love letter to your dear friend Nate Dogg, who, by the way, we didn't get the chance to meet, but he seemed like such a wonderful person.
He's a great guy. Real great. Funny, just like we all, me, Snoop, and Nate, whenever we get together, we like the Three Stooges. but he was a real good dude, very talented. And
for sure.
You know, a lot of people ask me, like, you know, how does it feel? It's terrible, because that was one of the only guys that I really had a perfect chemistry with as far as making music. And we was together, even though I did solo records, that was my partner, you know, that, you know, so it's
yeah,
like,
you really had such complementary skills, and it's like you could read each other's minds, it seemed like, sometimes.
Since high school.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, elementary school, actually.
Wow.
You know, we all came up right from elementary all the way up. And it's you know, that's why I haven't just, you know, been consistently putting music out, because it's like, dang. When I do a beat, I'm like, Nate would have killed this with me,
right?
You know, so it's back and forth. But I'm gonna put some music out along with this documentary.
Oh, great!
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And so you and Snoop are as close as ever. You still see him a lot?
Definitely. Yeah, we talk all the time. You know, he be on the road a lot. I be on the road a lot. But when we get a chance, we hang out. I was just with him not too long ago. We did a actually, it was one of the games for the Cavs against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It was
right.
One of those games. You know?
Now, Nate Dogg was Snoop's cousin, right?
No.
Just friends. Okay.
Yeah.
You were, by marriage, stepbrothers with Dr. Dre, though.
Yeah.
That's for real. Uh-huh. How's your relationship with Dre now? You see him much?
I haven't seen him in a while. You know, he busy doing his thing and doing what he do.
He's busy being the richest man in the world.
And I, you know, like I said, I be on the road doing this here and there. But, you know, whenever we get a chance, we link up and, you know, see each other. We may be at the same event, like Coachella. We was there one time together. I didn't even know he was going to be there, but he was with another group. And I was doing the Heineken House, and then I found out through some of his guys, because they came to see me at the Heineken House, and then I went back over to where he was and chopped it up with him for a minute. And then,
that's great.
You're a better man than me, because I watched that documentary, and I was pissed at Dre.
Because he wouldn't listen to your music at all?
He wasn't listening to it, and then you show up to the airport to go on the Chronic Tour, and they're like, no,
yeah, but that
Warren.
Wasn't his fault. Now, you know, the music part, as far as listening to me and Snoop, that it's like when you, like, I do it too, to serve, you know, like, what you trying to get me to hear this for? You
right.
don't know what you're doing. You don't know, you know, like the big brother, little bitty brother thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then I grew up.
Can I stay mad at Shug?
I mean,
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean,
hey, I'm glad he did. He was the way he was because it made it. It blessed me to be in the position I'm in right now.
To do all the stuff on your own, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Now, Kevin says Shug is a pussy. And if Shug ever gets out of jail, Kevin says he'd like to say that to his
Stop
face.
It. What is wrong with you?
That's what I've heard. All right. One last question from me, Warren, and that is so many legends in your film, like I mentioned, with like Ice Cube and Too Short and George Clinton, all these. And there are a couple of references to what people think about hip-hop today. But I don't think I heard from you. What are you hearing and liking in hip hop today, if anything?
I mean, I like, you know, a lot of the new artists, you know, like Kendrick. He's very talented.
Yeah, he works at any era, right?
And he just takes it to another level.
Well, he sort of does what you were trying to do too, which is to take music sort of jazz inspired a lot, and that does not normally with rap, and put rap with it.
Right, right.
Sort of does that.
And that's another example of G-Funk, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, in his music, you can hear it. You know, him, J. Cole, he's very talented.
Very much, yeah.
Drake is very talented. I like 21 Savage. He's a roughneck, but I like him. I like Nipsey Hussle.
All right. So you know, it has a you're not an old guys. You're not an old man yet yelling at the kids to get off your lawn. You're still down with what
no,
they're
I'm,
doing.
No, I'm riding the mix with them.
All right. The documentary is G-Funk. It's premiering July 11th on YouTube. Yeah. Before we go, we got a final minute with our guest Warren G here in the studio on K-Rock. We call this 60 Seconds With. Kevin is going to rapid fire questions at you, Warren. Okay. You just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind, and we're off.
What would most people be surprised to find out about you?
That I like to cook.
You like to cook. Yeah. What were you like in high school?
Player.
At one point in your movie, Snoop quit rap, threw away 100 pieces of paper, and you went right to the trash and took them out. Is that true?
Yes.
Snoop was so frustrated that he wanted to quit, and you said no.
I told him no, I ain't going to let you give up on your dream. So I grabbed him out the trash and took him right back to him.
What is the movie you have to finish watching every time you come across it?
Oh, wait. God, Entrapment.
All right. Would you consider what we do here a gangsta party?
Yeah.
Yes, wouldn't.
That was yes with a giant question mark on it.
Now you guys are OGs.
When you guys started selling candy...
Oh, ask about the Voltron crew.
When you guys started selling candy as kids, who was the best? You guys would go door to door and literally sell candy.
A guy named Antonio Red.
He could sell anything.
Oh, he was good.
Hi, ma'am. my name is Antonio Red. Snoop said it, and you know that's he was talking about Antonio Red, a guy that we grew up with. Also, you know, from elementary and Pop Warner, playing Pop Warner football.
Did he make something of himself, like all the rest of the crew?
Everybody that was in there, either got jobs, you know, and because it taught us, you know, to stay out.
To hustle.
To hustle. And, you know, as a teen growing up, you know, in our neighborhood, you automatically get labeled as being a part of the neighborhood there. Mm-hmm. No matter what city you go to, and you say, okay, I'm from Long Beach, y'all, he a Crip. You know, and I'm like, but we just was just trying to make a way to get out of the hood and make something of ourselves, and you know, and still give back. Yeah.
All right, Warren, I know you got to go. You have another interview. We really appreciate your time today.
It's all good.
It's really exciting for us. The music documentary is called G-Funk. Mm-hmm. We've all seen it and loved it. Okay. And it premieres July 11th on YouTube Premium.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Warren. We appreciate
Thanks, sir.
You coming
Thank
in.
You, guys.
Thank you. That is K-Rock's Road Trip 2018. Destination number 5 is Lollapalooza. And Jacob Edwards from San Clemente just qualified to win a trip for 2 to Lollapalooza. Stryker will do that drawing at 5 p.m.
Yes, just after the 5 o'clock winner. Right, so you can qualify, like Jacob did just now, you can qualify at 10 a.m. and then 11 a.m. and then noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then Stryker draws of all the winners from the day and sends someone to Chicago with round-trip airfare and hotel and four-day passage to the festival with Imagine Dragons, Jack White, and so much more. Not only that, but we're giving away more Smashing Pumpkins tickets for the Super Secret Intimate Show in Hollywood tomorrow night. This half hour, when you hear any Pumpkins song, call us and you'll win some tickets for tomorrow night. So that's all coming up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
You guys remember the Warren G times?
I do.
Those were fun. If you get up late, you weren't with us earlier this morning when Mr. G was here, please check out the podcast. You'll enjoy it. And also, quick mention, T-shirts have been mailed.
How about that? The ones that you just bought? Yes.
The latest Kevin and Bean billboard T-shirt is in the mail and on its way. So as soon as they start showing up at your door, and some of you will get them today, we demand to see photos of you in them on all the K-Rock and Kevin and Bean social media. So we're looking forward to seeing that as well.
Tag us, if you will, at Kevin and Bean.
All right, Allie, one final look at what's happening.
MTV has ordered a movie sequel to the 2001 feature film How High. You remember that? Method Man, Red Man.
I remember that it existed.
I remember the soundtrack. I don't even remember the movie.
Well, here's the thing. The sequel is going to have them on a pot-filled odyssey through Atlanta. They're trying to find their missing weed, but guess what? They uncover a vast government conspiracy. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
I mean, I'm in. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm totally in.
Well, you love Method Man.
I do so very much. Showtime has picked up an 8-episode limited series about disgraced Fox News founder Roger Ailes. That's one thing. But when you find out who will be playing Roger Ailes, you might be scratching your head a little bit.
Will Ferrell?
No. Okay. Although I would watch that in a heartbeat. No, when you think of Roger Ailes, you think of kind of an older, maybe dumpier looking guy. He kind of looks like Alfred Hitchcock.
Right.
Would you ever think Russell Crowe? Oscar winner Russell Crowe, starring as Roger Ailes in the series.
I am going to say, although that is not a choice that I would have thought of, I can, now that it's been announced, mm-hmm. I can totally see him playing it. First of all, he's a tremendous actor.
That he is.
And second of all, I think he can pull it off.
Right. You'll allow it.
I will allow it.
All right. Well, this project...
I don't know that there's any interest in that movie, though. Yeah. That concerns
Agreed.
Me.
Agreed.
Agreed 100%. This project is going to mark his first major U.S. television effort. Did you guys know he started off... on a soap opera in Australia?
No,
I did not know that. Yes, called Neighbors. He was about 3 decades ago. Just living it up all soapy down there, down under.
Go on.
That's Australia, down under. Oh. Yeah. So you guys know Ron Perlman, Hellboy.
Sure.
The Beast.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Yep. He confessed something kind of odd last night on Twitter. That he once urinated on his own hand before shaking hands with the now disgraced movie mogul, Harvey Weinstein.
Yay!
That's a strange move.
Yeah, so he tweeted, "Did I ever tell you about when Harvey Weinstein told me to make sure I shook his hand at a charity event? So I stopped in the men's room and peed all over my hand and then went straight up to him on the receiving line?"
I wonder if, like, other people tried to shake his hand before.
He's like, nope.
I can't shake hands.
Saving my pee hand for Harvey. I mean, that's just with the...
Yeah.
And the...
Mm-hmm.
I like Warren P.
Right.
I like Warren G.
Whoa!
I know. It just... Right?
How do you do it?
I don't... Thank you.
How do you do it? Please take the rest of the day off, Allie.
If you could have
You've earned it.
Kevin's face when he said it. It was... pure disgust.
Oh, it
with
wasn't.
That
it
coming
was love.
That was good. All right. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced yesterday that they're extending invitations to 928 potential new members.
So now more people in Los Angeles will be in the Academy than out of the Academy.
Pretty much. And more people are going to have access to screeners that we can possibly borrow, is what I'm saying. But this is reflecting...
Will this be good?
It's reflecting their push for diversity. So the new inductees come from 59 different countries. 49% are female. 38% of the group are people of color. So that bumps up the membership to 31% female. That's up from 28%. And 16% people of color. That's an increase from 13%. So baby steps. They're doing it.
All right.
Some of the new members include Mindy Kaling, Tiffany Haddish, Emilia Clarke, Timothy Chalamet, Kumail Nanjiani, Emily Gordon. I mean, that's
all right.
That's all right, right?
I got nothing against that.
Okay. Kevin will allow it.
I'll allow it.
You guys know the new Beverly Cinema, one of the oldest revival houses in the region. You guys know it, right?
Yep.
So December of last year, I think, is when it was. Maybe January. They closed for renovations and enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive by the new Bev all the time. And I'm like, hey, you open up.
I remember when you used to be open.
Goddamn Muppet movie, will ya? That is my spot. I love that place so very much. Well, they have released a statement. We would like to thank everyone for their patience while we've been working to get a target date for the reopening of the new Beverly Cinema. If everything goes as planned, we are looking at a December 2018 reopening. While we are doing a lot behind-the-scenes work to upgrade the theater, rest assured when we reopen, you will find the vintage New Beverly Cinema that we all know and love. I'm going to tell you, if I walked in there and they had those, like, recliners and they were serving food, doing all that, I'd be mad. So if
it doesn't sound like
it doesn't sound like that at all. So I'm excited. Take your time, New Beverly. See that turnaround that I just did?
Wow.
I wanted you open immediately, but now I'm going to sit back and you just make it pretty. You
should have gone home
do.
After the Warren G joke.
Some birthdays for you. Aubrey Plaza, Nick Offerman, Chris O'Donnell, Sean Hayes, Paul Thomas Anderson, and singer Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And your drive home today. Listen, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Allie is much too excited about Mark Summers, the host of Double Dare.
I watched both episodes last night.
There's nothing she's more excited about than that.
It's so exciting. It's back.
We also, you had your nieces and nephews over? You were just looking for something to entertain them with? Or?
I watched alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We also have Brian Ortega talking about UFC 226. We have the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, Brendan Urie. On the show tomorrow, and more tickets for you to see the Smashing Pumpkins as well.